About 3/4 of the total goes to employees, services, and supplies. 10% is for debt service, and 8% is for capital improvement projects. Resident Victor Brazelton spoke before the council and urged members to be more fiscally prudent.
We are using one-time funds to create new programs, to fund new positions, and we do not have the money that is going to be able to sustain those.
The vote was unanimous. Eric Guerra is the council member from District 5.
I'm glad that we're starting to look prudently about our long-term impacts, but also being responsive to some immediate needs that we need today.
Lainey Milstein is the city finance director. She says there's a $13 million surplus, but deficits are forecast for future years.
Our next big challenge is the expiration of Measure U and our efforts to address the costs associated with our long-term pension liabilities.
Voter-approved Measure U tax money for police, fire, and parks totals about $63 million. The tax is set to expire in 2019. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.